Mix 94.7 KMCH. I had mentioned we had a referee in our lobby. That is not a new Koloff Media policy. This is of his own free will and volition. Marcel Kalkutsky joining us. Dyersville Beckman, homecoming week over there in Dyersville.
It is, so that's why I'm dressed as a ref today. Today's sports day.
Oh, yeah?
Has dress-up theme, so each class has a different sport they're dressing as, football, baseball, golf, basketball. The faculty got to be coaches, and our high school secretary yesterday said, why don't you and the assistant principal dress up as referees? That might be appropriate for sometimes what you get to do. So
did anybody,
we found some referee uniforms.
I was going to say.
Back in the uniform closet. So
you'll have to let me know if anybody dresses as Ted Lasso, you know, with the blue sweater and the visor and the mustache.
I will let you know if any of the teachers decided
because
to go
that would
today.
Be awesome. Well, and this is just one day of the whole week that you guys do over there. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on.
Yeah, so our student government really is the ones who planned this along with Mr. Leek, who's our assistant principal and student government advisor. So they put a lot of time and effort into the different things that we do. We start on Sunday, and we have some hallway decorating, and then they have, for those kids that come in, they give them pizza for that night. On Monday, not as much stuff. We usually kind of do a couple things during the week. So Monday was a dress day, and that one was barbecue dads or soccer moms.
New so Balance shoes.
And so you could choose what you wanted to do that day. Tuesday, it was a surfer day or farmer day. So that's when it was drive your tractor to school day as well. Yeah. So the kids who wanted to do that could do that. We also had an assembly with a lot of relay races and different things to get kids involved and engaged. Yesterday was dress up day since we have mass on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And so we asked students to, if they wanted, uniforms are always okay.
Yeah.
But you go uniform or better on mass day. Today, like I said, is sports day. We do have our annual student versus staff volleyball game this morning at 10:15. So staff, we're not good at volleyball.
No, I was just going to ask.
We've been
how's
pretty
that
good
go?
At basketball. Since I've been there, we've won. I think we have a winning record in basketball. I don't think we have a winning record in volleyball. 2 years ago, we had, and we keep the athletes off the court because we just don't want anybody to get hurt, with this and still have some fun. So a couple years ago, we had a boys team get together, and they were sand volleyball players over the summer, so
oh,
it wasn't pretty.
Oh, my.
I don't know what today will bring or today will look like sometimes. Mr. Troutman, who's our athletic director and also our head volleyball coach, usually the referee, he likes Mountain Dew, so sometimes the teachers will just make sure that a Mountain Dew shows up at the referee stand if we have
a little bribe.
A close call.
Keep it fair,
so we,
judge.
We try
fair.
To have some fun with it, so we'll see how that goes today. And then tomorrow is obviously homecoming games at 7 o'clock against Postville. We do have a parade at 2 o'clock that starts at school and runs to the Basilica.
Okay.
So if you're familiar with Dyersville and you want to be on the parade route tomorrow, you can be anywhere from Tyson's on 13th Street. Then we go up 6th down to 1st Avenue. So if you're familiar with that part of town.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
that's a
really
nice
the
little
best,
route, too.
Really the best spot to go is downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. And we end at the Basilica right at the church where the St. Francis Xavier Elementary students come out and they get to watch the parade before they leave for the school
cool.
day. We also do our Hall of Fame induction, and that'll be tomorrow night at 5 o'clock in our auditorium. And so this year we're inducting Joe Berger, who was from the class of 1973, will receive the Alumni Athletic Award. Ian Goldsmith, who graduated in 2008, is receiving the Alumni Fine Arts Activities designation. We also induct a team each year that was a state champion. So this year it's the 1999 Boys State Track Championship team. We pick a distinguished alum who's done some great things for the community or has had some great accomplishments in their professional career. This year we're inducting Tim Pins from the class of 1972. And then we also have a friend of Beckman. And so that's somebody who's been a supporter or, you know, in a lot of cases, we've looked at parents who were instrumental in starting Beckman or keeping Beckman going. And so this year, Ray and Therese Riker will be inducted.
Cool.
Ray's passed away. Therese's still with us. So it'd be great to have her tomorrow night and her family with us.
A great
as well.
Honor and a great way to remember her husband as well,
yes.
too. So
that's, and then again, that's at 5 o'clock. It's in our auditorium. We also then introduce those folks before we do homecoming court coronation. And that's at 6:40, so about 20 minutes before the game.
Do you guys do like the homecoming court and the convertibles around the track? Or
not
just,
around the track. No, they come out and we announce each of the with each of the couples, and it's right in front of the home grandstand.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Then last year's king and queen, if they're available, come, and we crown then the king and queen from there.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a fun week. We'll come to an exciting finish tomorrow evening.
Yep, and then we have our dances on Saturday night, so we start with Mass at the Basilica for students at 5. For us, our sophomores through seniors are eligible to attend. So after Mass, they take class pictures in front of church, and then each grade eats together. Guests go out for dinner at different places in town and then come to the dance at 8 o'clock at school.
Well, that sounds full. Best of luck, and everybody stay safe this weekend,
yes,
of course. Let's go to the board update. What have you guys been busy doing?
So we had our school board meeting last night. A couple things we talked about. We've upgraded some of our live streaming equipment, so we're still determining what's the best course of action with that. We've kind of decided for the fall sports season, we're going to get some baseline. So what we're trying to decide is some schools have started to charge if you watch from home, and others are keeping it free and looking at ways to pay. How do you offset your cost for that? So what we're doing right now is actually working with our marketing class that we have. And so we've kind of tasked them with some of these assignments to kind of do some research and give some recommendations back and forth. What we decided last night was we're going to use our fall season as a baseline, kind of find out how many people are watching these events.
Okay.
To know if that's something, if we wanted to talk to folks that wanted to be sponsors, what's your reach going to be? So right now you can watch those events for free. There's a link on our website that just says home events or live stream. You click there, and then the events that are happening are there. We'll continue to look at that and figure out what's going on with that. We're in homecoming and prom are kind of those two bookends of the year. So we discussed that. We're going to be looking at having our prom at the Dyersville Commercial Club. Prom is similar to homecoming for us, where the classes would eat at different places and then come to school for the dance. Based on the recommendations from students and some others, we've talked about we're going to have the dinner and the dance at the commercial club.
Well, across the road from school, too. Yeah, that's
not
really
too
convenient.
Far away. The idea, though, is then all students can eat together.
That's awesome.
So when I was in school, prom was everybody ate together, and that's kind of the way that was. So we're going to do that as well. And then we're still working on some strategic planning pieces, and so we talked a little bit more about our new school logo and how to use that. We had our marketing communications director come in last night and talked about branding and why you look at branding and some of those pieces of why that's important to have a consistent message and theme. And so we were doing some board education on some of those efforts that we did as well.
I don't want to get the cart too far ahead of the horse, but you get through homecoming.
Yep.
Gala will be here soon before you know it.
We're just about 4 weeks out from that. So that's our annual big fundraiser. It's on Saturday, October 22nd. Tickets are going to be going out for folks here in the next couple days. If you've been to the gala before, we usually send an invite out to those individuals. But everybody's welcome to come and attend. And again, that's Saturday night on October 22nd. We have a new thing we're doing this year, which is called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Okay.
Sometimes people are interested in coming, but they don't have anybody to sit by. And so if you're interested in sitting with someone and meeting someone new, or you'd be willing to have somebody new to sit with, you can give us that information and we'll pair people up at tables. We have a lot of people who come. It's a thing for a group of friends that they like to sit together. Mm-hmm. They've done it for years. So we don't want to say you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
But we also know we have folks that are new to the community, or might be new parents or other people who are supporters and just don't necessarily have someone to sit by. We want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity to feel welcome that night. So that's a new piece that we're doing as well.
And that's coming up on the 22nd.
Correct.
And then also, last time you were here, you poured concrete for the greenhouse. Where is it at now?
Framing is up as of this week. So the materials and supplies came in last week. Farm Tech is helping with that. But we have a lot of volunteer work doing the labor, which has saved us a lot of costs. And so we're really grateful for those people who are volunteering their time to come out. So last night we had some parents who were out up on the scissor lifts with some folks.
Yes, with adult supervision.
We have some volunteers from Farm Tech that are coming, that work at Farm Tech, that are also school supporters that are helping coordinate those parts. So they're up there helping to guide and direct what's going on. On the ground, we had students help with a couple things as they're able to, in terms of making sure that it's safe. We're not putting them up on stuff because that's just not. But they helped to put together on the ground, put together some of the steel trusses that are making the frame. So the frame is just about up, but I was out last night before our board meeting, and they said, this part goes fast. The next part's going to be, there's a little more meticulousness which comes now as we put the structure that surrounds that frame up. So hopefully, if all goes well, maybe we'll have it ready for the gala, and people might be able to pop out there that night and be able to see what it looks like, because a big chunk of the funding for that came from our fund to cause last year.
Absolutely. And then last item we want to get to, I love it when we do this, the student success, who's doing well, who's doing what.
So a couple things there. When I was here early, I think it was last month, we talked about our 24 FFA qualifiers. So mm-hmm. over the last 2 weeks, they've all had to have virtual interviews to determine where their final placing in that top 10 will be. So they had to sit for about 40 to 45 minutes talking about their projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all done. So now, about a month from now, at the end of October, they'll find out where that top 10 ranking will be. So they'll get to go up on stage and they'll find those pieces out. So we're excited for them as they get ready for that. We also last week were able to announce that we had a National Merit Scholarship semifinalist this year. So we want to congratulate Evelyn Sadler on achieving that designation and wish her best of luck now as she continues in that process to do her application and then we determine whether or not she becomes a National Merit finalist.
Oh, wow.
And that comes out, I believe, in the spring.
Okay. Wow. Busy little bees over there at Dyersville Beckman.
Yeah. So,
all right, favorite part, what is your favorite part about homecoming week?
My favorite part of homecoming week is just watching the students and how excited they get and being able to show that school spirit. So the creativity in dress sometimes is really good. And to watch them to see what they do in some of those pieces is just fun.
I need a scoring prediction right now between faculty and students for the big volleyball match today.
We do it. We play for an hour, so sometimes we don't get very many games in. I'm gonna go out on the limb and say I think this is the year. That's what I told the faculty the other day. Like a good good Cubs fan would say, this is the year. So this might be the year where we can beat them. So I'm thinking it might be it's gonna be a 2-1, but I'm gonna say the faculty's gonna win.
We will be eager for an update next time you're with us.
Sounds good,
sir. Marcel Kalkutsky with Dyersville Beckman. You can learn more about that. Check out their Facebook page, their new logo, and of course, re-listen to this interview at KMCH.com.